This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I got a crazy story for you. Crazy leftist story. This one involves women. Well, yeah, women. Leftist women and their vaginas. And my first thought was, hey, God, it's my body and I'll do what I want. Because that's the mantra of the women's movement. But I want you to understand the women's movement. I've talked about this before, but I don't know that I've covered it in the way I'm about to. But here's what I want you to understand. Planned Parenthood says we put our abortion clinics in the neighborhood to help black women. Because black women have not enough access to, quote, and I'm using my finger quotes, health care. So let me explain. An organization founded on the notion of killing human weeds, the dregs of society, black people, kill black people in 300% more than our population, more black babies per capita than any other, probably than any other period. I don't have the statistics to back that up, but they kill babies in 300% of the black population. Almost 41% of the abortions performed by Planned Parenthood are on black women. But they claim they're doing it for women's right to choose and making this accessible to black folks. They kill black babies in disproportionate numbers, and they claim it is to help blacks. And they convince black women that this organization founded on racism is actually now helping you because it's making those abortions so much easier for you to have. That's what they're doing. And they're making it, this is a woman's right to choose, and we're giving this access to black women in disproportionate numbers because they wouldn't have this access otherwise. I mean, can you understand the crazy, the fact, look, if black women don't have abortions, okay, fine, but I just want you to understand, you're playing into the game because they want you killing your babies. They really do. And it's funny to hear them argue this point. And they make us look crazy because we say, first of all, you shouldn't want to kill babies. Okay, that's number one. But you're crazy, Kevin, that you want to stop us from killing babies. And the way that they do it is they say it's a woman's right to choose. And I went, oh, okay, well, if it's a woman's right to choose and you can do what you want, you guys have heard me wage this argument. Why can't you do what you want? You can't sell body parts. You can't sell your body unless the government's making money from it. And on and on. Planned Parenthood is making money on selling fetal tissue, fetal baby parts. Driving Lamborghini. Oh, people who work for that organization are feasting. They get public funds. They're driving Lamborghinis, wanting to go out and buy Lamborghinis with black baby parts. And we can't sell... I mean, I find it humorous. We can't sell the concept to black folks that you're being killed in disproportionate numbers by a group that wants to kill you, whose stated mission is to kill you. Man, and you wonder why I exist to point out the crazy. But look, the very same women that want to do that, get this, they're vacuuming out their vaginas. And you want to know why? Because they're mad at what God did to them. God gave them a period, a menstrual cycle. And here's the article. It's in the Sun UK. No doubt. I mean, I want you to hear this. This is not a lie. All women want their periods over and done in a flash. But some are taking matters into their own dangerous hands by vacuuming their vaginas and hope it will speed up the course of nature. Look, I have never dealt with a period. I mean, as a woman, I've dealt with it as a person on the other side of it, right? You know, the victim, the victim of the period. And it isn't the period that you're the victim of. You're a victim of the week leading up to the period, right? You know when Shark Week is coming, you have to not go in the water, all right? And you get a warning. Shark Week is on its way. But look, know that vacuuming it out, look, they've got all kinds of things that can cut your period down. Birth control pills, some shots, all kinds of stuff that will cut it from 7 days, whatever it is, 7 days, I think it's right, like 6, 7 days, 5, 6, 7 days to 2, 3 days, you know, where there's a lot less bleeding and all this other stuff. But these women are taking a vacuum cleaner, shoving the nozzle into their vagina to vacuum out blood in hopes that's going to end their period. Look, I'm no medical doctor. I'm not going to profess to be. That is idiotic to me. Because what it is you're playing around with nature now. Now, honestly, I don't anticipate thousands, millions of women doing this. But here's what I will tell you about women. Pretty soon, I'm talking about leftist women. I'm not talking about you beautiful conservative women. I'm talking about these crazy leftist women. Pretty soon, they'll be blaming the vacuum cleaner for being misogynistic or toxic masculinity or something crazy. The inventor of the vacuum cleaner will stand up. His family will go, I'm really sorry that we invented the vacuum cleaner because we didn't realize it was going to have this drastic effect, this impact on people. Oh, and don't be surprised. Now, that's the one side. The other side with crazy leftist women is don't be surprised if you start seeing some sort of attachments for vacuum cleaners in order to give these leftist women some crazy pleasure from that. And so, I mean, I'm just giving you the extremes of where we can go with this. We can go from, okay, I'm going to pleasure my, you know, I'm going to put a rotating little thing member on my vacuum cleaner as it sucks, you know, and that'll happen. Or, as I said, the other extreme is suddenly the vacuum cleaner is anti-woman. Now you say, Kevin, that's weird. Look, I would love to put you in the head of leftists and not go into the strangest places, the deep, dark resources of the cave. Pardon the pun. But when it comes to dealing with them, you have to be ready. Unbelievable. Who would even... Look, I get it. There are things you must endure as a woman, and you endure it every month. And as a guy, I can't imagine having that one thing that happens every single month that alters your personality, your mood, and obviously is a, you know, bit of a mess if you just leave it alone. But there have been many strides made in this. There's no longer one size fits all in the pads. And you get what I'm saying? I already said you can cut down the cycle to such a degree. It's not like you're ruining white dresses every day anymore. So deal with it. Holy Toledo. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Democrats in big trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have that clip of Nancy Pelosi rambling. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Did you get it? No? So my producer and I, we were talking about this Nancy Pelosi clip, and it was cut so many times you could tell whoever did it. They took the speech that she gave, and they sort of, you know, cut it down. And it was in a video, so you could tell where they cut it. It's audio. It's almost intelligible, but it's video. It's even a little bit, I don't want anybody to accuse us of like trying to manipulate Nancy Pelosi and her brand of crazy. Cause you don't need to. Play the whole conference and you can see it. But here's what I will tell you. If you watched it, this is the D-Day conference where she was over talking about the veterans and all that. It is the biggest ramblings you've heard in a while. It's crazy. I mean, it's almost AOC-like talk. Which, by the way, AOC had some strange things to say recently. I think I've got a clip of it. It will play later. Real quickly, so KYKN, the people that were listening in Oregon while I was on KYKN, apparently I've been replaced with Sebastian Gorka. And, you know, Gorka's a bigger name, as they say. He's a big dude. He's a big guy. He's a bigger name. You're writing to me telling me you wish that, you know, Gorka's like, he's not that interesting as a talk radio host. And I'm this is what people are telling me. I'm not saying that. I've never listened to Gorka's TV, I mean radio show. I was on Radio Row with him at CPAC, and I saw him. We waved at each other, and that was it. But he was already plotting, obviously, to steal my net and some of my affiliates. I'm joking. That's not how radio works. Gorka's just got a better representative team in radio, and they're out there selling his show, and they replaced me. Congratulations. I don't think it's a better show just because I know Sebastian, and in terms of policy and national security issues and things like that, he's a very knowledgeable guy. He can certainly bring in interesting guests, but I still think we provide a better show, and we change the game. So that being said, KYKN, you can find me at kjradio.com, any terrestrial market where we were or not anymore, whatever. You can find me there. Now, you're saying, Kevin, why are you telling the terrestrial markets to do that? Because they do occasionally get the show elsewhere. So go to kjradio.com. You can find us anytime you want. You don't have to listen to what's being thrown at you through these other stations. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi is nervous. Donald Trump has given her a nickname, Nervous Nancy. And it's based on, I think, this last interview where she just was all over the map. Well, yeah, we don't call them, we don't go over there for the celebrate. We go over to honor veterans. And it was like, they would be 10 years old, 19, okay, 89, 90, and then 1340. People are trying, I mean, it was literally that kind of a conversation. It was like listening to someone. And I'm not making fun of anybody because there are sufferers of Tourette's who are a friend of mine. But if you have Tourette's and you're going, what's inside of the head? Nancy Pelosi put you inside of the head of a person whose thoughts are just bouncing around in an illogical way for us. But maybe it makes sense to her. But it sounded like crazy talk. And she was nervous. Nancy Pelosi talks like, and then we Well, let me tell you why Nancy's nervous. Nancy Pelosi is nervous because she has every reason to be nervous. She and the Democrats are about to get the rudest political awakening. Now, you're going, Kevin, you're going to start telling us what we are. You've been telling us for months. I am guilty. I'm going to tell you what you already know. But here's the thing. You don't believe it. When I tell you that the Democrats are going down, you don't believe it. Donald Trump is calling Nancy Pelosi what she is. This is the highest ranking, highest powered Democrat, the third most powerful person in the world. Second person behind the president. In the event if the president or vice president were to be hurt, you know, or killed, Pelosi would be the one to take over. God forbid. Right? And this is a woman who's nervous. What's Pelosi? Well into her 70s. She's being kept alive by Botox. And she's nervous because her party is on the brink of abject destruction. And then she's, and impeach. I'm not sure if we can. Well, we're going to impeach. There's a vote. And Trump's like, bring it. Here's what I want you guys to understand, and I hope this makes sense to you, because certainly it's something that matters. It means something to me because I think this is the way you have to look at things. If you've ever, I mean, I'm a watcher of human nature, and so I'm going to use a bar scene. There's the bar scene where the guy's all, you know, yeah, ooh, I'm going to kick your butt or whatever. And there's the bar scene of the dude is just sitting there having his drink, not bothering anybody. Which one do you think is the guy to avoid, right? The one who's avoiding you. Because he's saying, you know what? I got no reason to fear anybody in here. There's no reason for me to big talk because the minute something's about to step off, I'm just going to act. Donald Trump is that guy. Donald Trump is having a drink at the bar, bothering nobody, and the Democrats won't leave him alone. And you know what he's finally done? Donald Trump has said, okay, Nervous Nancy, I'm going to give you a reason to fear. I'm going to give you a reason to understand why you should have left well enough alone. And that's what's happening. I don't need to recap all the investigation. I could ask you some very simple questions like, why on May 15th did the Democrats not talk to Mueller? Why did they delay that? Do you think Mueller giving that press conference was by accident? When he came out, well, here's the way it is, and then even though we cannot rule out collusion, we won't say that Donald Trump colluded. Why do you think that came to be? I think it was by accident. Let me tell you what happened. The Democrats went to Mueller and said, we're either going to have you testify, which isn't good for anybody, or you need to make a statement. This is a guy that hasn't made a statement in years, kept his quiet, delivered the report. He did what he was supposed to do, and suddenly he makes a statement after he was supposed to appear in court at the Democrats' request. And what did I tell you? I told you the Democrats wouldn't dare put Mueller in front of a congressional committee. All the questions that that clown has to answer and he would not have an answer to, you want to talk about a perjury trap? This dude would be in prison if he went before Congress. Why do you think he said, I hope this is the only time that I have to come public? Because he knows he will be in prison after he goes and testifies. You can't Comey this particular thing. He's not going to pull one of these, Hillary's guilty, but there wasn't any intent. That's why. And that's why the nervous Nancy is nervous, and she is nervous not just for herself. Nancy Pelosi is nervous on behalf of Democrats everywhere because they are about to get exposed.
Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Salt Lake City say missing 23-year-old Mackenzie Lewick was kidnapped and murdered, and prosecutors are bringing charges against the suspect, who's now in custody. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown.
The man charged with these horrific and tragic crimes is the person of interest. Ayola Adese Achaya. I will not be saying the killer's name again.
Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleelan is accusing reporters of misrepresenting the conditions at detention facilities on the southern border.
Unsubstantiated allegations last week regarding a single Border Patrol facility in Clint Station in Texas created a sensation. That's balanced somewhat since several media outlets toured the Clint station and saw the actual conditions there, a clean and well-managed facility and well-equipped process. But frankly, much of the coverage is simply too late and is missing the story.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, we jump around a little bit on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You know, certain things catch my eye, and I find politics in it, and it may not be the news, the rave news of the day or whatever, but I don't really care. You enjoy the show, you enjoy the show. If you don't, there's plenty of other shows out there. And I'm not being cavalier because I love you to pieces. I really do. I love the audience that listens to the Kevin Jackson Show. I love when you guys send me notes at KJRadio.com. I love it when you refer other people to me and then they send me a note and say, Kevin, what's going on, man? I got another note from KYKN because I'm not broadcasting anymore in the Salem, Oregon, and people are like, Kevin, where have you gone? Where can I find you? You know, they're like jonesing for the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, I just gave it to you. So they'll find it, and they'll download it, and you know what? That's the digital world. You're in a market, and then suddenly you're gone. And people are like, what happened? I had a lady, when I went off the air in WGUL years ago, it was a technicality, I'm back on, but a lady, she wrote to me and said, Kevin, I cannot go through my day without your show. So she contacted me, and I said, here's how you can find it. So we may lose a terrestrial site. I'll be honest with you. I don't care as much as I may have in the past because the digital format is becoming huge, and that's where people really want to listen to the programs because you can get it by the drink. You can listen to whatever part you want. If you got the fancy radios, you can plug it in, and it just comes in. You just, I'll find Kevin Jackson. Bam, there it is, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me up. So what else? Politics. Joe Biden. I'm telling you guys, Joe Biden is under attack. His campaign, get this, Mr. Plagiarizer, Joe the Plagiarizer, his campaign plagiarized the charities ask. You know, their nonprofits email message they sent out. They plagiarized it to make Joe Biden's deal. It's crazy. I mean, you would think that a plagiarizer would go, hey, look, let's stay as far away from that as we can. He's still plagiarizing. Joe Biden is plagiarizing people's life. He's plagiarizing the Clintons. You know what he did? Joe Biden set up Hunter Biden to get money from the Ukrainians or the Russians, and he's doing a Clinton. He's plagiarizing. He's stealing their moves. Shoot. Unbelievable. This dude is not, I'm telling you, Joe Biden is going to get knocked down to the ground. I don't know who's going to do it. I don't know who's going to knock him out of the saddle, but Joe Biden is probably not going to be the Democrats' nominee. I say he's not. I don't want to use probably. I don't think he will be. I'm just going to go out on a limb. And I know people, Kevin, that's a pretty bold statement, man. He's the front runner. He's the most well-known. He's the former VP. I mean, if anybody is ready now, it's Joe Biden. Hillary Clinton is out of the way, we think. She believes she may still want to run from prison. But, you know, who knows? But anyway, that's where we are. Joe Biden. But I'm telling you, they're going after him. And I look at the signs. I don't pay attention to the other things that most people do. I try to read, you know, between the lines, as they say. And here's what I... So here, CBS reports this. At a candidate forum this weekend in San Francisco, Mayor Pete Buttigieg made one of the frequent nods towards age. I don't have as much gray hair as you'd expect on someone stepping up to run for president. But I'm here to make the case for a new generation of American leadership. Yeah. All right. Well, Walter Mondale tried that with Ronald Reagan, and Reagan, of course, with the famous quote given to him by the late Roger Ailes, "I will not use my opponent's youth and inexperience against him," which is one of the best political quotes of all time. Reagan went on to smoke Mondale. So here's the setup. I believe that the Democrats are going to end up with Pete Buttigieg as their guy. Because people get, well, who, Kevin, who? Who's going to, who's going to, who's going to? Okay, I just gave you Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg is going to be the Democrats guy. And he's going to try to make age his issue, even when he's running against Trump. And Trump is going to do the same. He's going to trounce him the same way Reagan beat Mondale. That's what I'm guessing. Anyway, to go on, they said, he didn't mention his name, but the millennial mayor was undoubtedly hoping people would think about 76-year-old Joe Biden. Now, let's go back to Biden. I told you guys, Biden is staying out of the fray. Biden's been hiding. Sounds like a Muslim dude. Biden been hiding. Somebody living in a cave that we need to go shoot missiles at. And now, let's find out what's going on in the world of Biden been hiding. Anyway, Biden been hiding is not coming out in the public. I'm tickling myself now because he's old. Biden is sleepy. He's not only creepy, he is sleepy. And Trump called him out on it. Trump called him out. Joe Biden, he's worse than Hillary Clinton when it comes to campaigning. This dude has the stamina of a sloth. Biden comes, he runs up on stage for a thing, he does his thing, and he says, "Oh, and that Donald Trump, he's mean, and we've got to, you know, bring this nation together, and I'm going to be the one to bring the nation together." Whew, anybody got a Red Bull? And then he runs back to the limo, and he's got to rest it out. He can't keep up the pace. Forget that he's an idiot. I mean, let's not let that go unnoticed. But look, there's nothing Biden's going to do to change the notion that he's an idiot. Biden has a 40-something year track record, maybe longer, in politics. This is a guy. This is the guy in college or in high school who knew what he wanted to be. Certainly by college, Biden saw, you know what? If I behave a particular way, if I act a particular way, I can skate through on politics. And that's what he did. And he loves, he pretends to be an ordinary, run-of-the-mill, average Joe, while loving the notoriety and the fame that comes with his office. That's why he never focused on money. It was more the fame. Biden fuels himself on how people feel about him. And that's why he's creepy. Touchy-feely, you know, and he's a creepy guy, but he loves that. And when he found out, holy crap, I didn't get enough money out of my career, he lined the thing for his son. But at the end, let me just say, when you really sum him up, he's going to struggle because he's got this amazingly bad track record of being on the opposite side of a lot of bad legislation, on the wrong side of a lot of legislation, a lot of it. And it isn't going away. But here's the deal. I don't want to lose sight of this. Internally, the Democrats see his age. Buttigieg has the guts to confront it because what he's saying is Donald Trump is right. This guy is tired and he's sleepy and he's doing this not for the right reasons. Biden doesn't believe he can make this country better. Are you kidding? What's he going to improve on? Biden has been on the other side of trade and tariffs. I've never heard him utter a word about currency or IP. Never. I mean, what's he going to... He's running on, I'm going to make the nation feel good. You want to know how you make the nation feel good? Get the media to start reporting what's really happening under Trump. Simple as that. Yeah, so I'm in this battle on my own site, teapartycommunity.org, with a bunch of never-Trumpers. Guys that come out, I mean, they claim to be conservatives. But it does. If Trump gave, it literally said, okay, we just got a windfall from China, and every American, we're going to use $20 trillion and pay off the national debt with money we got from China, the never-Trumpers on my site and elsewhere would go, well, so what? It still means that, you know, Donald Trump's a meanie. That, it's just crazy to watch him. That's the way Biden is. It doesn't matter what Trump does. It doesn't matter. And this is leftism in general. They are not going to recognize it. Because to do so validates you. And they can't do that. Because if they validate you, means they're validating Trump, and means Trump wins in a landslide, which, by the way, is exactly what's going to happen. Donald Trump is going to win the presidency in a landslide. I know you guys are following the polls. Do I have to get into the polls? Because all I said the other day was I told you 71% of the people believe that they have the best time right now in decades. No, in the history of this measurement, since I think it was Rasmussen or somebody, Gallup, started taking a poll, highest ever. Bush, 48%. Obama, 45%. Trump, 71%. Now, they will tell you Trump's only at 44% approval and 51% disapproval or something like that. Don't believe that hype. Don't believe it. And let me tell you, the Democrats know what's going on. Their front runner couldn't fill a 1,000-seat theater if you weren't paying people or bribing people in some form or another to be there. Biden can't do it. None of them can do it. But when we come back, I want to talk about Biden and what he did in 1972 that had to do with
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
By now you know that wireless technology, like cell phones, do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Have you noticed something? Have you noticed what I'm about to tell you? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let me tell you, we're talking about Joe Biden's age. That's what I talked about in the last segment. Talked about the idea that Pete Buttigieg, the millennial mayor, they call him, who made a jibe at Biden when he said this: I don't have as much gray hair as you'd expect on someone stepping up to run for president, but I'm here to make a case for the new generation of American leadership. He wasn't talking about Donald Trump. He's talking about Joe Biden. Buttigieg can't even get to Trump unless he can unseat creepy sleepy Joe, right? But let me tell you what you're not going to hear the ageist talking about. You're not going to hear him mentioning Donald Trump. Have you heard anybody bring up Trump's age? Trump is in his 70s. But when you see Donald Trump, do you see a 70-year-old man? You don't, do you? I can tell you this with all honesty. Trump is going into his fourth year in the presidency. He doesn't look any different. Most presidents, when they, like, you could be 50. From 50 to 53, which is 3 years into the gig, they already look like they're 10 years older. Don't believe me? Go look at Obama's pictures. They were dyeing that Negro's hair and putting on makeup because Barack Obama was starting to look old. By the time he came out of the presidency, Barack Obama looked like Moses coming down from Mount Ararat. I mean, he went up 30, came down 70. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Donald Trump looks like he's going backwards. By the time he ends up his presidency, he's going to be playing on the lacrosse team at Penn. He's getting less holes. God. You know what it is? Because let me tell you what makes you get old. You know, oh, come on. Come on now. You know where I'm going, Kevin Jackson's audience. Y'all know where I'm going, you conservatives. What ages you? Stress. So just put it this way. Barack Obama started the presidency at 50 and came out 80. Donald Trump starts the presidency at 70 or whatever, and he's going to come out 45. Funny, that's a number that his presidency is, right? Donald Trump is getting less younger. He's getting younger. Why? No stress. See, all this stuff that theoretically should stress Trump out, you know what it does? Oh, yeah, baby. Y'all about to get schooled. You're lucky you came to class today. Donald Trump sees this as fun. He sees all the things, the angling, the manipulation, the plotting that the Democrats do. He sees that as chess at the highest level. He loves this stuff. It's making him young. It's like having a kid at 70. You get a kid at 70, when you're 76, that little toddler wants to do something. You should be like, oh, shit, let's just see what's on our shows today, our soap operas. No, you have a kid at 70, you're out there kicking the soccer ball. That's what Trump did. Trump had a child at 71 or whatever age he is, and he's out there, he's in the weight room. Welcome, America. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. The truth, Donald Trump is getting younger because he thrives on all this activity. He thought he was busy as a businessman, as a billionaire mogul, running a multinational company. And he's like, that was nothing compared to this man. He gets up fueled and ready to go. And let me tell you, you want to talk about an organizer? He's got people coming in from labor. He's got people coming in from, foreign policy, foreign affairs, etc. And he's like, give me the gist. They give him the gist. Boom, 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 boom. Makes his decisions. Pow, 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 pow. Go. And then he says, now I'm going to spend the rest of my day kicking Democrats right in the crotch, in the naughty bits, making them scream. He's got a scream room for them little crybaby Democrats. They got a cry room in the White House. Oh, baby. Age. Nobody's going to bring up Donald Trump's age. Oh, they try. Oh, he's losing it. He's a crazy man. And then Donald Trump's like, yeah, we just brought back $3 billion into the treasury, $30 billion more on the way, just sold a massive deal to the Saudis, just did this, the economy's looking up, stock market's right. And they're like, oh, crap. We can't sell it as crazy. He keeps doing too well. But you can sell Biden as crazy. This article I was reading, it says, Buttigieg isn't the only candidate taking veiled jabs at the septuagenarian Democratic frontrunner, which have not gone unnoticed by ardent Biden fans. At rallies, his supporters sometimes describe efforts to paint him as too old or out of touch, as ageist. In other words, they're already making up excuses for Biden's loss. You can't attack his age. Let me tell you something. The left are the least caring about the old, and they tell you that. They do. Because they tell you they want to protect the old. They're the least caring about kids. You want to know how I know? Because they tell you they want to protect kids. They tell you the opposite. The left doesn't, they don't want to protect kids. If you want to protect kids, go to Chicago and protect them. They're dying every weekend. I have yet to see a Me Too protest, and I'm with her protest, in the south of the east side of Chicago talking about protecting kids. Why don't you go there at night, form citizen bands, and make sure that these gang leaders stop doing whatever they're doing to these Mexican cartels? They don't want to protect anybody. They don't want to protect Biden. There's a group of people that think Biden may have the best chance of beating Trump, and they're as delusional as the people who thought Hillary could do it. Anyway. But this article says, what's old is new again. Decades before he kicked off his third bid for the presidency, Biden, too, ran on a platform of generational change. Oh, the irony, America. Joe Biden is the very tactic being used against him is what Joe Biden did when he was 29 years old back in 1972. Yeah, first-term city councilman in Delaware challenged a popular two-term senator who was described at the time as unbeatable. Intellectually and physically, Biden wanted to contrast himself with Republican Senator Kale Boggs, who was at the time 59 years old. That's relatively young. The dude was 59, Joe Biden was 29, and Joe Biden's painting this guy off. Look at that old fogey, that crazy. And now Joe Biden is many, many more years, older than this guy, a full 17 years older than the very guy he claimed was too old. So Biden orchestrated what they called a sophisticated media strategy that argued Boggs' best governing days were behind him. I just want you to understand the irony. At the age of 59 years old, Kale Boggs is being touted by Joe Biden, 29 at the time, that his best days are behind him. Hey, Joe, is this thing on? Your best governing days are behind you, and they weren't that good. So they said Kale Boggs' generation dreamed of conquering polio. Joe Biden's generation dreams of conquering heroin, declared one full-page ad. Biden understands what's happening today. Well, hey, here's my question for Joe Biden, because here's what I would do if I was Buttigieg. I would go grab all those old campaign commercials. I got a couple more I'll read for you. Did Joe Biden conquer heroin? Is there more heroin available now, or was there more heroin available then? Okay, in 1950s, it says, Kale Boggs hoped to make America safe for Stalin. In 1972, Joe Biden hopes to make Americans safe from criminals. I'll ask you again, are we more safe at this point from the Russians, or are we more safe from criminals? You get what I'm saying? Joe Biden, in his own campaign stuff, couldn't even come up with something that would stand the test of time. You want to know why? Because he's like all liberals. I didn't say most. I spoke in absolutes. Worthless as, trying to milk a bull. Let me put it that way. All right? Worthless. He accomplished nothing. He's got a record of nothing. The only thing Joe Biden has a record of is saying, I'm Senator Joe Biden, I'm from Scranton, and I'm from the streets, I'm a street kid from Scranton, I'm from Scranton. Yeah. Okay, Joe. Get this. Here's the last one. To Kale Boggs, an unfair tax was the 1948 poll tax. To Joe Biden, an unfair tax in 1972 is the income tax. Unbelievable. I mean, just take his stuff and use it against him, Buttigieg. But let me tell you, try that old stuff on Trump, and Trump will chew him up and spit him out better than Ronald Reagan. Every one of you listening to this program, you aren't even thinking about Donald Trump's age. Not seriously. You might go, man, Trump is old. I mean, he's in his 70s. But you have to remind yourself that Donald Trump is in his 70s. You won't have to remind yourself that Joe Biden's in his 70s. Wait until his campaign gets in the full swing. I got to leave it there. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.